KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's mostly cloudy and 14 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy here today, a high of 28. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove, Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. In local news, the Atlantic City Council this evening will act on several matters to come before them. During that 5:30 p.m. session at City Hall, the council will act on a tax abatement application for a residence at 1604 Bryn Mawr Boulevard. Interim City Administrator John Lund says after consulting with the city attorney, it was determined the proposal for a new addition was eligible for the abatement. Due to the time frame in which the actual improvements began and not the demolition, the council will also act on approving, or rather providing, prior approval of tax abatement for a lot at 904 Mulberry Street, where the property owners may make up to slightly more than 3,000 square feet of improvements. A building permit will still need to be acquired, the 10% threshold met, and zoning regulations followed per the completed abatement applications. In other business, the Atlantic City Council is expected to approve a 28E agreement between the Atlantic Fire Department and the City of Marnie. The agreement is renewed every 5 years, and there are no changes from the previous agreement. The council will also act on a clarified resolution pertaining to the city's personnel policy manual and the second reading of a mowing ordinance. And they'll recognize Atlantic Police Officer Sergeant Paul Wood, who has served the community for 10 years. An award to be presented to Officer Wood is being covered by an anonymous party who wishes to recognize city employees for their years of service. No taxpayer dollars are involved. The Cass County Sheriff's Office is once again warning the public about some scams. The officials say a person had received a letter that claimed to be from Cigna Dental Health and Life Insurance. The letter said the woman had won a sweepstakes and it included a check, along with a request for the recipient to put the check into her bank account and then send funds back to the sweepstakes to cover the cost of the fees. The sheriff's office says, well, Cigna is the name of a valid company. The letter itself is a scam. They remind you that when a company asks you to send them money in order for you to receive money, that is always a scam. Sheriff's officials in Cass County said yesterday two Atlantic men had been arrested recently. 42-year-old Michael Chad Barnes was arrested Sunday on a charge of OWI first offense. And last Thursday, 31-year-old Jeffrey Leroy Carpenter was arrested on a district court warrant for failure to serve jail time. Carpenter was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he remained held until sentence is served. Barnes was released from jail later in the day Sunday on his own recognizance. Police in Atlantic arrested a woman on a trespassing charge Monday. Officials say 64-year-old Jeanette Schroeder was taken into custody and booked into the Cass County Jail. Two separate accidents in Union County Monday resulted in one person being transported to the hospital in Creston. Authorities say at around 4:45 p.m., a 2005 Pontiac driven by 45-year-old Rodney Taylor of Corning was traveling westbound on Highway 34 in Creston when Taylor apparently blacked out due to coughing and choking. His car left the road and went over a curb and grassy area into a parking lot, where it continued at a high rate of speed and hit another curb on the west side of the parking lot. That caused the vehicle to be launched into the air and landed on the side of a ditch. Taylor suffered from chest pain and was transported to the Greater Regional Hospital in Creston. His vehicle sustained $10,000 damage and was considered a total loss. The second accident happened around 7 p.m. Monday when a vehicle driven by 19-year-old Jess Harlisle of Creston ran into a legally parked 2002 Ford Ranger pickup truck. The accident occurred as Harlisle was traveling south on Division Street in Creston. The man told authorities he didn't see the pickup before running into the back of that vehicle. Damage amounted to $3,000, and authorities cited Harlisle for striking an unattended vehicle. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office says it has taken a pledge to keep tobacco, alternative nicotine, and vapor products out of the hands of Guthrie County youth. Known as iPledge, the program is a partnership with the Iowa Alcoholic Beverages Division to educate local retailers and enforce Iowa's tobacco, alternative nicotine, and vapor product laws. Due to a change in Iowa law, alternative nicotine and vapor products are now considered to be age-restricted products and will be part of the iPledge program's compliance initiatives this year. Since the program's inception in 2000, the statewide tobacco compliance rate has grown to 93%. By participating in the program, the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office has committed to do its part to increase the compliance rate even more this year. iPledge places emphasis on retail training. Clerks who successfully complete an online training course and then pass an exam will become iPledge certified. That allows the retail establishment to use an affirmative defense against a civil penalty if the certified clerk should make an illegal sale. Sheriff Marty Argenbright says iPledge retailer training is a great way for clerks to prepare themselves to refuse illegal tobacco, alternative nicotine, and vapor product sales. The training, he says, also assists retailers to ensure they maintain a compliant and responsible establishment. Guthrie County deputies and reserve officers will also be conducting compliance checks on local establishments as part of the iPledge program. Underage customers, under the supervision of law enforcement officials, will enter illegal sales and try to make a sale. And if the clerk makes that sale, they will be cited on the spot. The news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.